Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty, 8 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday. Damn glad to have you. Shout out to Brad. Did he tell you your hair is nice, that you're a good person, all that sort of stuff?
No, he said I'm his favorite part of the show, yeah. Man.
That's great.
So he lied. Good, yeah, I like That's it. Good. Anything to win a prize.
He won the Booth Creek Wagyu Smasher Pass promotion, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and McKeef. So shout out to Brad.
Glad yeah, I don't think he had ever tried one of our contests before. So that just shows, man, anytime you can try. Call in, you may win.
Way to go, Brad.
He got a one of one.
He did, a one of one. Yeah. Todd Bowles kind of got a one of one today, too, didn't he? How about Tampa Bay extending him and their general manager, Jason? I think it's interesting because Todd Bowles, to me, I always viewed as like just a place filler until they found somebody better. That's kind of been like his head coaching career, right, with the Jets. And then, you know, on the Tampa, he kind of just took over and whatnot. But, I mean, they've done a pretty good job, and they don't really have much competition in that division right
Supposedly, Tampa's going to have a really good offense this year.
Yeah.
Drafted a rookie wide receiver.
Had a great
Mike Evans comes back for his swan song.
Yeah.
Yep.
Baker's maybe figured it out.
Slept on quarterback, I think. You know,
how figured it out. He threw 45 touchdowns last year.
Yeah. Like Baker's good. Like Cleveland, again.
Baker found his home.
But you go back to that whole Cleveland thing, man. Like they had their guy. They finally had a quarterback. And what did they do? They effed it up. Because that's what Cleveland does. They eff up everything, man. It's just that they're par for the course. You know, when you look at franchises that are utter disasters, the Cleveland Browns have to be number 1, 2, 3, and 4 on that list. A fan base begging for a quarterback. A jersey that is a mile long with names of quarterbacks that have played on that team. You had your guy, and you said, hold my beer. Watch this. And you gave the creepiest creep of all time a guaranteed $230 million contract, you know, putting the NFL on its head, and you got rid of a good quarterback, guy that was a fan favorite for you, and you deserve to lose. Like, Cleveland deserves to be a failure. Cleveland deserves to be losers. Cleveland deserves everything they get because they make bad decisions. You had your guy. I mean, like Baker Mayfield, they could have erected a statue for that guy in Cleveland. And they said, nah, we're going to go ahead and get this guy who's a creeper and bring him up here and give him guaranteed money. Way to go, Cleveland.
Yeah, and then I think Tampa, you know, you trust in Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and What's the guy they drafted? Was he out of Ohio State?
Yeah, Emeka Egbuka.
Yeah.
And they've got that Bucky Irving, who was great last season in his rookie year.
And then they've got Rashard
White.
Yeah, he local kid, right?
Local
Grandview,
kid, yep.
I think. Wyandotte or Grandview?
Yeah.
One of the two. But yesterday, local kid, Mizorowski.
Yeah.
Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers. I know that sometimes I get baseball goofy, but for me, Milwaukee selling that game out yesterday and being in the middle of a Wednesday day game in summer. I mean, I think if you don't know somebody or at least three people that are either about to or are on vacation right now, right? Like everybody's either going this week or next week and they come back 4th of July, then they go after the 4th of July. And then like Bob has said several times, and then school starts.
Right.
So like everybody's out and about right now. And Milwaukee sold that game out yesterday, 42,000 plus to watch Mizorowski and Paul Skeens. And I think that was the Miz's like third or fourth game, maybe third game as a starter.
I think
in
it
MLB.
Was his third, yeah.
And Paul Skeens is as advertised. We know everything about Paul Skeens, right? If you're into the baseball card game, you know that, you know, some lucky fan pulled his MLB debut patch. Sold it for $1.1 million
at an
auction.
Wasn't that a kid? Was that the 11-year-old kid, right?
And it didn't make sense, the offer they gave him, because he's not even from Pennsylvania, so why would he be able to go sit in all those games with, you know, it'd be cool to sit with Livy Dunn one game and, like, just talk and whatever. But, like, 9 years old, $1.1 million? Enjoy life, Scotty, you know? So, but Skeens is as advertised, went to LSU, all that sort
he
of stuff
is
came
him,
out.
Man.
Right. Yeah, yeah, he is, you know. And then there's Miz. Went to from Blue Springs High or not high school, but from Blue Springs, where I'm from. Went to Green Valley High School, gets drafted from Milwaukee, and like Ben Mallard said earlier in the interview, there was some baseball nerd that's out there clocking every pitch because they do it. And there's over 12 pitches that are like 100, 100, 100, 100, 100. And it was like leaning towards the Miz, which is awesome. He has a nickname, which is taken in the WWE, but whatever. That game yesterday proved to me that quarterbacks and pitchers are what sell these two sports.
Yeah.
Why do we lock into Bills and Chiefs?
Quarterbacks.
Right. Why do we lock into Chiefs and Bengals? It's quarterbacks first.
At least one.
And with the Chargers, it's when they sell it, the NFL, because the NFL could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in satin gloves, white satin gloves. But when they sell these games, it's always Mahomes versus Herbert.
Right.
Allen versus Lamar. Burrow versus whoever. And in baseball, we've been asking, at least I have, how come they don't push Trout or push Harper or push these guys? Apparently, that's not what sells. People want to see the guys going to hold the ball for most of the game and have control of the game. That is the quarterback. That is the pitcher. And yesterday, Milwaukee was proof of that, that these two young rising stars in baseball who combined are about as old as you.
Right. Right. Yeah, seriously. So,
and that's not a stab. I'm just telling you like the relevance of the sport.
Yeah. I mean, like 23. And, I mean, they're probably combined younger than I am. Look up their ages real fast, Mac, and see what they are. See if they combine to be less than 48.
And what's great about it is like that pushed because Friday they had it on MLB Network. MLB Network got that. The lineup matched up. They had it. We're going to push this on Friday afternoon. I'm sure Saturday and Sunday they did the same thing. We came in here Monday and we're like, man, Wednesday, 1 o'clock. And we carry that all the way today. And now we're here Thursday. That game sold out for two people. Mm-hmm. I don't care. There's nobody there still going to see Christian Yelich. No one's seeing O'Neal Cruz or whoever that doesn't hustle out plays to first.
Can you believe
they
that,
went
man?
And saw Skeens and they went and saw Miz.
Yep.
And that's baseball's seed to grow. And you have these sort of matchups everywhere, just like you have in football. And I had asked somebody who's really close to baseball and knows his stuff. And I said, what is Skeens and Miz comp to in football? And he said, I would guess Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud.
Yeah, that's a fair comp. The two young guys. Yeah.
You would love that matchup, right? Yeah. Just like if it's, gosh, I don't know, Tarik Skubal versus Max Fried. Maybe that, or, you know, whatever. Maybe that's your Allen and Mahomes because you have levels of talent that sell, right? And sometimes the young guys open the eyes. Like when Mahomes plays Jaden Daniels, we will talk about that for every single day when Washington comes to town because that is a marquee NFL matchup because of two individuals.
Who will be the first person that week to say, is this a passing of the torch from Mahomes to Jaden Daniels?
We'll see what the first seven weeks look like for Washington. But I mean, that's baseball's way. Baseball's way is finding these matchups that happen and pushing them because you've got guys that are in their late 30s. You've got guys that are in their early 30s. You have guys in their late 20s, and you guys have guys in their younger 20s. Skeens, Miz, sold out, Milwaukee, middle of summer, day game. Hey, though.
And everybody wanted to be there and see it.
And we locked in.
And you're talking about two people in Kansas City, you know? Like, we're not even affiliated with these two teams, but we tuned in like it was a Sunday night football game because we wanted to see what was going to happen. And I think, you know, you kind of answered your own question about what baseball needs to do, and it is about the pitchers because if you're pushing a position player, you may get four at-bats a game. And they may not even make a play in the field.
Might get three.
You may get three, yeah, right, exactly. If you're lucky to get three at-bats in a game, right? So how do you push a guy like that who you're only seeing for, you know, basically, you know, 2 minutes? You have to push those starting pitchers. Mm. And baseball has developed a lot of really good ones right now that are young. And I was listening to Major League Baseball Network the other day, and they were talking about how much further the young pitching now is ahead of some of those younger position players. Now you need to capitalize on that and continue this. And it just doesn't have to be, you know, Skeens versus Miz. Like the next time Miz pitches, that should be a big event now because this guy's got three games under his belt and he looks good, man. And same with Paul Skeens and Max Fried pitching and Tarik Skubal pitching. Like you've got yourself a litany of players right now that you can go out there and push. And so I'm sitting there watching this game yesterday and I'm thinking like, how could we make this bigger, right? What if Major League Baseball had flex scheduling in that situation yesterday and you could have moved that game to nighttime and you could have had, you know, Peacock bid or whoever your streaming partners are, or ESPN, and have that, I don't want to use the term standalone game because there will be other games going on in Major League Baseball, but take that marquee matchup that everybody wanted to see. You're going to get the crowd, obviously. The tickets are sold. Move it back to a, you know, a 6:30, 7 o'clock start. Get that sucker on primetime TV so a lot more people could have watched it on MLB Network. I think flex scheduling in baseball would kind of be good. Like, you don't have to do it all the time. It's not something we're looking to do constantly. But if you have an opportunity to have a matchup like we saw yesterday, clearly a marquee matchup for Major League Baseball, you got to get that one in prime time. You got to get that one when people are home to watch that game. Now, it worked out selfishly for me yesterday because we had swimming all last night, and I was kind of free during the early part of the day yesterday, so it was great for me. But I want more people to experience that. I want more people to get invested into two teams that they don't like because they've got great pitching matchups going on, just like we do in the NFL.
And it doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, because even the NFL, you don't get Allen and Mahomes every week.
No.
Right? You're going to fall into those. And Rashad White Center High School, Mac Center, home of the Yellow Jackets. So there we go. But no, you have, like, that's the thing, is that you have these matchups that happen throughout the league, right? Like, you're going to run into maybe a, I don't know, Dylan Cease versus Paul Skeens or something like that. Promote that.
Yeah,
it's not Mahomes and Allen, but that's the matchup people are going to see, is, all right, which one of these guys is going to hose it for more often than the other guy in the inning, and we'll watch how that happens. And I understand that, like, if there's good pitching, then that means there's not great offense, but that also means it's a quick game and it's exciting.
Yes.
Because it again, if Skeens and Miz are going back, I mean, that game was still over by 3 o'clock.
Oh, it was a quick game.
Man,
yeah,
it was
very fast.
What, 4-1 or 4-2, something like that yesterday? And, you know, that's the thing, is that when you look at matchups in this game, 4-2, Pittsburgh lost. Pittsburgh gave up all their runs in the first inning and then scored two runs, and then Skeens was done after four innings. Unfortunately, we lost the heart of it. But again, that is your future. That is what you need to promote. That's what you need to go with, because the NFL pushed quarterback matchups because more quarterbacks became relevant in the NFL, just like more pitchers are becoming. Burns, Skeens, Miz,
Scooble,
all these guys that are fantastic. And even still, hopefully we get, at one point, we'll get Skeens versus Sale, like you might get a Rodgers versus Mahomes.
Yeah.
You got the vet that still has a little bit of juice left in it, that still wins awards late in his career. Oh, by the way, here's this next kid that's coming in here with a nasty mustache and a hot girlfriend, and we're going to see who's the better guy.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a great matchup too, Sale versus Skeens.
Oh.
I mean, you're going to sign up for that. And you know, the quarterback analogy is really good with the pitchers, and you mentioned touching the ball constantly. Like, a pitcher striking guys out is fun. Miz on the mound yesterday was energetic, was outstanding, was fun. I enjoyed watching his whole pitching performance yesterday, and I enjoy him celebrating. I enjoy him really living the moment and enjoying the moment and being involved in the moment and celebrating the moment. Like, we still need more of that in baseball, but they've done a 180 in this sport, man. Like, they're on such a heater right now and have an opportunity to continue to trend upwards as long as they continue to do the stuff that they're doing, and that's marketing those marquee matchups like they did the other day with this one and ended up selling, like, the 42.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
2,000 being there yesterday. That's the biggest story of the game. Brewers fans, for a team that's 2.5 back, you know, they're in second place, on a Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, filled that building because of that pitching matchup.
Oh, yeah.
That is a victory lap for Major League Baseball.
Oh, it's huge. It was a huge day for baseball, and congrats to them because they are on the come.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.